From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a message called Good News for the Whole World. The text is Romans 1, verse 5, where Paul says, By whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for His name. As Dr. Cairns has explained, the opening verses of this chapter lead up to verse 16, where Paul establishes the main message of Romans, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Thus, Paul preached the only gospel that would meet the spiritual needs of all people, regardless of their condition. We've seen that in the person of Christ, God has provided a mediator for the whole world. Then God has sent His messengers throughout the whole world. Paul testified that God had chosen him to bear His name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Indeed, every person who names the name of Christ is called to be a witness for Him. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will continue this message called Good News for the Whole World. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought taken from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon, found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Be of Good Cheer. The text is John chapter 16 and verse 33. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. My Lord's words are true as to the tribulation. I have my share of it beyond all doubt. The flail is not hung up out of the way, nor can I hope that it will be laid aside so long as I lie upon the threshing floor. How can I look to be at home in the enemy's country, joyful while in exile, or comfortable in a wilderness? This is not my rest. This is the place of the furnace and the forge and the hammer. My experience tallies with my Lord's words. I note how He bids me be of good cheer. Alas, I am far too apt to be downcast. My spirit soon sinks when I am sorely tried. But I must not give way to this feeling. When my Lord bids me cheer up, I must not dare to be cast down. What is the argument which He uses to encourage me? Why, it is His own victory. He says, I have overcome the world. His battle was much more severe than mine. I have not yet resisted unto blood. Why do I despair of overcoming? See, my soul, the enemy has been once overcome. I fight with a beaten foe. O world, Jesus has already vanquished thee, and in me, by His grace, He will overcome thee again. Therefore am I of good cheer, and sing unto my conquering Lord. Do you have a desire to study the Bible, but you're not really sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study today.
Jesus said, I am the way. There's no other way. I am the truth. There's no other truth. I am the life. And there's no other life. There is an idea here, of course, in this mediation that he has established the merit on which God may accept us. He is the mediator because he has the merit. And that brings us back, and I don't want to go over what we looked at in verses 3 and 4 again, but that brings us back to the person and the work of Christ. It's through him, through what he is, through what he did, through the merit of the Redeemer, through the blood and the righteousness, the obedience unto death of the Lord Jesus Christ, God incarnate. It is through him we have received grace. We read last week that he is the Son of God with power. He was ordained the Son of God with power. He was not ordained the Son of God by the resurrection, but he was installed, and if we could put this as one term, Son of God with power, saving power. As the result of the resurrection, through him. In other words, he has the right and he has the power to bring God's grace to us. And I like to think that here there's a hint of the success of his mediation, through whom we received what? We received grace. Not through whom we received the chance to obtain grace. As an awful lot of people want to reduce the work of Christ to chance. Jesus died to give me the opportunity to have saving grace. Now, where in all the world did you read that? And I'm going to tell you something. I don't know where you read it, but it wasn't in the Bible. The Lord Jesus Christ did not die to purchase a chance. He died to purchase a church. The Lord Jesus didn't die merely to give sinners an opportunity to do something. He died to do something for sinners who could do nothing for themselves. The Lord Jesus, when he died, did a successful work. And through his mediation, we actually receive grace. In other words, what he merited, he actually mediates. He actually confers. He didn't die in vain. And here's a great theme throughout Scripture. And we'll have cause to come up against it again and again in Romans. But you come up with it everywhere you turn in the New Testament. That is, that everything that Christ purchased will be bestowed. I want you to understand that. Everything that Jesus purchased will be bestowed without fail. Now, I'm going up a rabbit trail here, but I like rabbit trails. Let me throw a text out at you that you've thought of many a time. Paul writes to the Hebrews in chapter 7, without shedding of blood is no remission. What's that teaching? Without atonement, there's no forgiveness of sin. Okay? We'd all agree. Without atonement, there's no forgiveness of sin. Did you never stop to think, without the forgiveness of sin, there's no atonement? In other words, if the Lord Jesus Christ purchased something by his death that was not actually conferred, it would undo the very dying of the Lord Jesus. There's no failure in his death. His is a wonderful and successful mediation through whom we have received grace. So, first and foremost, Paul says the Lord has provided a mediator for the world. But second, he says the Lord has sent his messengers to the whole world. He said, through whom we received grace and apostles. The word we, according to some, means Paul and the other apostles. It is no big deal there. It may mean that. I personally doubt it. I think this is one of the occasions where Paul uses we when he's speaking of himself. Because he goes on immediately to introduce his own ministry. And he's giving us here a word of personal testimony. I would to God that every preacher had a personal testimony. I would to God that everybody who is preaching justification or parts of the gospel knew the gospel personally as Paul did. It's a great thing when you're preaching not mere theory, but you're preaching what you've proved by the grace of God. Paul says, we receive grace. And that's where he starts. Here's the greatest preacher in the world, the greatest evangelist in the world, the greatest missionary in the world, the greatest soul winner in the world, the greatest church planter in the world. He is the greatest vehicle of New Testament revelation. Wrote more of the New Testament than anybody else. He's God's man for the age to reach the nations. And he said, I received grace. That's why we sang that hymn tonight. And I have to congratulate you that you sang it quite well. Most congregations murder it. It's a very difficult hymn to sing. Naught have I gotten, But what I received, grace hath bestowed it since I have believed. Boasting excluded, pride I abase, I am only a sinner, saved by grace. When Paul came to preach this gospel, it wasn't just a gospel for others. You know, it never ceased to be the gospel that ministered to him. God helped a preacher. And I say that very reverently, for he needs it. God help a preacher who gets to the place where the Bible is only a textbook for sermons for other people. When the gospel that he preaches ceases to minister to his own heart, Paul could never get beyond the basics. He was a man who could soar to the highest heights and plumb the deepest depths. But he never got beyond the basics of the gospel. And he said, we received grace. We received apostleship. Now see what he's saying. He's saying, first, the Lord saved me to be his witness to the world. When God saved me, says Paul, he had a purpose in mind, and that purpose was gospel service. He takes this up in Galatians chapter 1. And in verse 14 and 15... Or should I say 15 and 16 of Galatians chapter 1. He says, it pleased God. It was the good pleasure of God. It was well pleasing in God's sight. Now leave out the rest of verse 15. It's very important. If you are dealing with Galatians, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace. But notice what he's saying. It pleased God to reveal his Son in me. Or it may be translated, by me. It pleased God to reveal his Son in me that I might preach him among the heathens. That I might announce the glad tidings among the nations. God saved me to make me his witness to the world. I received grace. Not only so, he equipped me to be his witness to the world. I received grace, the grace of favor, the grace of equipment. God does not send us forth to work at our own charges. He doesn't send us out to work with our own equipment. He says, I am fashioning you. You notice in Galatians 1, he said, he separated me from my mother's womb. He takes the whole history of his life and he says, God was doing all these things even before I was saved. God was doing all these things to be molding me to be the equipped servant of Christ to bring the gospel to the world. Man, it shows you the absolute wisdom of God. What a glorious thing it is. The Lord's doing things we don't know anything about. You know, if you had lived in the early church, you'd have been wishing to see Saul of Tarsus dead. And I mean that. If you'd been living in the early church and heard that Saul of Tarsus had fallen off his horse and broken his neck, you'd have said, hallelujah! We've got rid of the worst persecuting murderer that we're facing. The most dangerous enemy of the church. And yet, what was God doing? All along, he was working with Saul of Tarsus. And he was bringing him through experience after experience so that he was equipping him to become the witness to the world. And do you see the irony of it? He said, I was, of all other people, I was a Jew of all Jews. He gives you his pedigree, one of which any Jew would have been proud. A Pharisee of the Pharisees. And yet he's the very one that God took to make the apostle to the nations, the apostle to the Gentiles. Can I say this to you? The real reason for the circumstances of your birth, whether they were good, bad, or indifferent in the eyes of men, the real reason for the circumstances of your life, whether they were traumatic and troublesome, or whether they were like a flowery bed of ease, the real reason for the talents with which you've been endowed, for the brains that you have, or the lack thereof, the real reason for everything that God has brought about in your life is to equip you to be a servant of Jesus Christ. Now, I can't dictate the leading of the Lord in somebody else's life. But I want to tell you, unless what God has given you is dedicated to glorify Him and make known His gospel to the nations, you are prostituting what God has given you. I always remember talking to Mrs. Pinkston some years ago about a young man who attained worldwide fame as a pianist. Classical pianists will know the name of Barry Douglas. His mother and my sister were lifelong best friends. A child prodigy. In many ways a good young man. But now swallowed up in the perversion of popery, as he pursues a brilliant musical career. I always remember what Mrs. Pinkston told me. When her talents first came to notice as a young girl, she was determined that every talent God gave her would be used solely for the glory of Christ, the extension of His gospel. I think of young Norrie McAfee, buried, as far as the world's concerned, buried in the highlands, the uplands of West Pokot in Kenya, who threw away an Oxford exhibition. You can say that if you've never had the opportunity to have one. That puts you in the intellectual elite. They threw it all away to dedicate her brilliant mind and her whole life to the teaching of little African children the gospel of Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.